From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
Welcome once again to the Oklahoman's TV Preview Podcast. I'm Penny Salden, TV editor, and joining me this morning is Melissa Heyer, assistant news research editor. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
Melissa and I were invited by NBC to take a sneak peek at the network's two-hour special, Saturday Night Live in the 2000s, Time and Again, which premieres at 8 p.m. Thursday, April 15th on NBC. It is a new installment of the behind-the-scenes documentary series that chronicles the highs and lows of the comedy show and features a few of the funniest clips and dramatic moments of the decade, along with interviews with the show's stars and guest hosts. Now, I hadn't seen a lot of the clips, so I was laughing and crying almost all throughout. How about you, Melissa?
I'm a longtime SNL fan, so it was funny to see those again. The cast members during that time, you're talking about Tina Fey, Amy Poehler, Will Ferrell, Jimmy Fallon. I mean, just to name some of the big ones. So they're just innumerable wonderful sketches and characters. They could have never got them all in the show, but they did get some of the good ones.
Yeah, and not only did you get to see, you know, funny clips and all, you got a bit of history. You learned something. Like, I didn't know that Amy Poehler and Seth Meyers' first show was the first episode after Saturday Night Live went back on the air after September 11th.
No, I thought that was the highlight, actually, of the whole show, because it was a big deal, you know, and I think it was an important step in helping everyone kind of go forward, because it was kind of bringing things back to something normal. And
plus, you got to hear what they had to say, you know, about, you know, kind of scary, you know, everybody wondered, you know, should we be laughing right now?
Yes, and the way that they handled it, I don't think they could have done a better job with having the New York mayor there and Lorne Michaels doing the little monologue with him and even asking him, can we laugh or can we be funny? And then Lorne Michaels says, well, why start now or something like
exactly.
That was really funny.
It was.
And they had the firefighters there, and I don't think they could have done a better job with that.
And in addition to, hearing, you know, the interviews and seeing the clips and moments, they also show some of the musical guests too. Paul Simon was the musical guest on that first episode after 9/11.
Yes, they've got Carrie Underwood. They show
she was on
and
there.
Gwen Stefani, and there's a pretty good variety. And, you know, then, of course, you know, I think SNL is still the best at political humor of any, you know, of anyone. And, you know, the Tina Fey with her Sarah Palin and Will Ferrell as George W. Bush. Pretty funny.
Yeah, and they also talked about losing Will Ferrell, you know, because he said, you know, he was going to leave the show. And it's like, well, who's going to replace him? Who's going to do President Bush after he's gone? And they showed several different.
It took a while to find someone. I think Will Forte is the one who ended up doing it the best.
Yeah.
But there's still only one Will Ferrell, that's true. And I think, as far as hosts go in this era, I mean, Alec Baldwin, Justin Timberlake, John Hamm, I think they're the best. Just about every skit that when they're on is funny, I think.
Well, I was telling you beforehand that one clip they showed was Justin Timberlake. I guess he was the guest host that week, and Beyonce was the musical guest, and he wanted to do the background singers for Single Lady,
her backup dancers.
Yeah, backup dancers. That's right. And that was just so funny. And they showed maybe a minute of the clip. After that, I had to get on YouTube and watch all of it.
That is a classic. That's one of the funniest skits ever.
And they also talked about how YouTube really does drive their show, because their show is made up of these, you know, 1 to 2 minute segments, funny segments. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you happen to miss it on the show, you can catch it on YouTube.
And yeah, and the Andy Samberg and his friends have done a lot of the little digital shorts, and they kind of got popular on YouTube.
They sure did.
Really took off on there. And some of those I like better than others, but Rachel Dratch's Debbie Downer skits were funny. I liked that they kind of had a little focus on that, because a lot of times when they did that sketch, everyone cracked up. Couldn't even get through the sketch, especially like the last one or two times. And in a way, you're not supposed to do that, but in this kind of deal, it just made it even funnier.
Oh, yeah. And and for her to talk about it, it's like, okay, well, really, she wasn't laughing at what was being said. She was laughing at, you know, the rehearsals beforehand, the people laughing at what was, you know, everything. And she just would remember that and couldn't get through it.
It was really cool to get to hear their, you know, actual stars of the show and what they went through during that time and how they did the show and what they thought of it. I thought it was a pretty well put together presentation.
But you feel they left some clips out.
Well, yes. One of my all-time favorites also is Jimmy. Speaking of Justin Timberlake, mm-hmm. he and Jimmy Fallon would play Barry Gibb, and they'd do the Barry Gibb talk show, and Justin would be Robin Gibb, mm-hmm. and it was one of my all-time favorites.
I haven't seen it. I guess I'll have to go YouTube it.
You'll have to YouTube it. And Kristen Wiig, her Target, I don't know if you've seen the Target worker that she plays. She does a checkout worker, and I think she kind of says it more like Target. I work at Target. And that's a classic character.
Yeah.
And Fred Armisen, who's on there now, and they talk to him a little bit. I think a couple of the characters he does, he will portray the New York governor, David Paterson, and it's so wrong, but it is so hysterical. And he's done another character named Alinda Nade that's like this incompetent court stenographer, and she says things like, I can't find my crackers. I can't find my chapstick. And she uses a typewriter instead of a stenographer. And I think that's a funny character, and he's kind of just started that, so I hope he keeps doing that one. But anyway, I could go on and on. I'm a big fan.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I told you what my favorite clip on this 2-hour special was. It was the single ladies, background dancers. Did you have a favorite one that you enjoyed seeing again?
That was probably the best one on that whole show, because that is a total of all time SNL classic.
Yeah. But it was an enjoyable 2 hours. I enjoyed myself.
I did too.
So, Melissa, on a scale from 1 to 10, 10 being outstanding, what would you rate Saturday Night Live in the 2000s time and again?
I'd give it a 9 because I'm already such a fan. I mean, I could even go 10. I mean, because it really was a good behind-the-scenes mm-hmm. look and showed a lot of highlights. What about you?
Well, I had to give it a 10 because, and I think I need to add Saturday Night Live to my TV viewing list because, you know, I used to follow it, but I kind of got out of the habit. I think I need to get in the habit again.
Well, it's one of those, it's you know, it has its lulls here and there. It's not always, you know, 100% funny, 100% great. But it's kind of, if you stick in there, mm-hmm. they'll get another actor, they'll get another character, and you start really liking it again. The political, what's going on in the political climate at the time mm-hmm. makes a big difference, too. They're really funny during that time. And Seth Meyers, I forgot to mention him. His Weekend Update is awesome, too.
Yeah.
So
relive a little bit of Saturday Night Live from last decade on this 2-hour special, Saturday Night Live in the 2000s, time and again. It premieres at 8 p.m. Thursday, April 15th on NBC. And check back with the Oklahoman's TV Preview podcast again next week, because Melissa and I will have another great program to tell everybody about. Thank you so much for listening.